Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Now, earlier this week, Taoiseach Simon Harris said Ireland's asylum seeker system is not working and the government should reconsider its existing policies in a very serious way. Well, the comments were heavily criticised by some opposition parties, labelling them a step down the Nigel Farage route. But they were also welcomed by others, as we heard on this programme yesterday, and the Taoiseach that was backed up by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Well, I'm joined now by Maria Hennessy, Government Liaison Officer with UNHCR Ireland, the UN Refugee Agency. Good afternoon, Maria. Can I get your reaction first to the Taoiseach's comments this week?
Okay, so in terms of the system and whether it's working, in our view it is working, there are challenges in the system, however, including backlogs at both first instance and appeal. And while there's been significant investment in the system to address this, it'll need to be done in a more comprehensive manner as part of the reform of the asylum system next year. And one point I'd like to focus on is, you know, in reference to the numbers, and when we talk about the number of people refused in the system, when we speak about the recognition rate, it can be quite complicated, as we're referring to both the rate of people granted at first instance at the International Protection Office, but also at appeal at the International Protection Appeals Tribunal. So in terms of the current picture, approximately 19% are granted international protection at first instance, with a further 28% granted protection at the appeal stage. So in terms of reflecting on the accuracy of the system right now, there is a higher recognition rate, I would say, than the figures that were in the media earlier this week.
Because, Maria, what we heard was Taoiseach Micheál Martin supporting Simon Harris and adding to it by saying the levels of what we might call asylum seeking has increased significantly since COVID or before COVID. Around 80%, that's the number figure you referenced there, are refused on their first stage of appeal. What you're looking at here is economic migration primarily, and basically people shouldn't come to Ireland if they know deep down that they're not going to be granted asylum. So you're challenging that refusal figure because of the appeals process that actually takes it more around the line of 60%, would you say?
So not all people will individually seek asylum at the appeal stage, but I suppose it's important to reflect both stages of the international protection system in terms of identifying those who are in need of protection. And there is that recognition rate of approximately 28% granted at appeal. Just in terms of the numbers arriving, so there's been approximately 9,500 applications for asylum this year. So that's a 38% decrease in applications this year. There can be many reasons behind that, but also just to reflect, I suppose, the international context post-COVID in terms of there being an increase in forced displacement globally. But really also noting that even outside Europe, 67% of refugees remain in neighbouring countries and the majority of them are hosted by the Global South and are not able to reach, for example, Europe, and that there are no safe and legal pathways for seeking international protection. Okay. So it's important just to have clarity around what is the picture in the current system here.
And do there is think, an opportunity. Sorry, next year. Maria, to cut across to you, but do you think there's enough clarity out there? Do you think members of the public have a sufficient awareness? Do you think that there should be more awareness? The criticism has been a sort of lack of transparency, that the conversation isn't being had. What do you think around that?
There have been a lot of improvements in terms of government information in relation to the people seeking asylum and international protection. There is quite a lot of data available in the public domain in terms of the numbers of people seeking asylum that can always be improved upon. And it's important as well to be very clear when we speak in relation to people who are seeking international protection in Ireland, but also people who are migrating here for various different reasons, for example, and who are not in the protection system. I would say, though, if I can, in terms of next year, there is the opportunity with the reform of the legislation here as part of Ireland's agreement under the Pact on Migration and Asylum to have a system that works more fairly and efficiently for both refugees and for Ireland. And specifically in relation to that, it has the potential to strengthen both the effectiveness and the efficiency of the system, as well as its integrity.
All right. Well, let's talk about what Simon Harris had to say specifically in terms of the immigration numbers. We have to listen to the people of this country who I believe are saying to us, we used to live in a country where 2,000 to 3,000 people sought international protection every year. That number, he said, has gone to in or around 20,000. It's a very significant increase, he said, and it is too high. In your view, is that the figure? And is it too high?
Well, last year there was approximately 18,000 who did seek international protection in Ireland. But I would really place that in the context of that being on average in relation to the European average at the moment in terms of arrivals. And there also being a significant decrease of 38% in terms of arrivals this year. So, you know, it's really around ensuring there's investment and a sustainable system in place, addressing issues such as the backlogs, ensuring there's early legal assistance and representation for asylum seekers so they can quickly have their protection needs identified as soon as possible in this process.
I think people will be keen to get clarity on this, and given the comments that Simon Harris has said and the accusations from some in the opposition that they're inflammatory and not helpful right now. Is there a number, perhaps proportionate to a country size, that a country should be able to deal with and should be able to process efficiently? Because we heard yesterday this figure from a Fine Gael spokesperson, Paula Butterley, who's vice chair of the Justice Committee. She put that figure at around 5,000. Is that the correct figure? Or, again, language is important, but is that the figure that you would agree would be proportionate to the size and ability of our country to manage a process efficiently?
So managing international protection and managing mixed movements as well globally requires a lot of cooperation between member states. It requires solidarity and responsibility sharing. So I just really reflect on that point that over 67% of refugees remain in their neighbouring countries. In terms of the figure of 5,000, that would be a significant, it would be way below the European average, for example. And, you know, the system is equipped. It has shown that it has been equipped. And as I said, right now, there is the opportunity next year with the Pact on Migration and Asylum to really have a system that works for both Ireland and for refugees, as long as there are those important procedural safeguards in place.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to get the view of the UNHCR on those comments that were made by the Thornish that have certainly generated a lot of subsequent commentary. Maria Hennessy, Government Liaison Officer with the UNHCR. Thank you.